We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim had been expanding on the problems with people giving their money to the usurer, and he says that it's reached a point where you can't find a loan unless you go to the usurer, because everyone just gives their money over to him to make some interest on their money. And he explained the problems with that. And he says, "Achai v'reai lo zeo eir lo zeo adecha shabachar Hashem." My brothers and friends, this isn't the direction God wanted us to go in life. He says, even if you could figure out a way of giving your money and making interest on it without transgressing the prohibition of taking interest from your fellow man. Nonetheless, if you have the capacity to give a loan to someone who everyone knows you can rely on him to give back the money, or if you could take good collateral, the guy will give you his Rolls Royce, and you don't have to worry that you'll have to fight for your money afterwards. Then you're obligated to give the loan as best as you can, as we explained earlier in the laws of giving loans in the first chapter. What a person has to have faith in Hashem and believe is that if he does kindness in an intelligent way, he protects his assets and does kindness, then Hashem itbachit negimo gam ken v'midat ha-chesed. Hashem will also treat him in kindness, v'yishach lo bracha ma'aseh adav t'murat zeh, and he will give him blessing in exchange for the fact that he did kindness with others. V'anashim osim nipur zeh, and the people who behave the exact opposite way, they say, I'm not going to lend my money. Who knows what will happen? Even though I could trust this guy, I don't want to lend it. Let me make a dime in interest. Not only are they reducing the kindness in the world, God makes them taste the fruits of their behavior in this world. They find that their money goes down the tubes, and ultimately they lose even the principal. And it's fulfilled about them what the Talmud says, that people who give their loans, give their money on loan with interest, their assets ultimately collapse. We'll pick up here next time, Ezrat Hashem.